they're really nice, they're very driven and inspired individuals. They have some misfortunes that they're trying to deal with.
Hallie Duran coordinates the Northern Light Shelter. She says the kids who come there should not be stereotyped as hopeless. Shelter capacity is 16, 8 boys and 8 girls. The girls' dorm is shared with office space for coordinators who work from a computer but don't have a phone yet. A full kitchen and donated food, storage lockers, school supplies, and sleeping pads make the space ideal for temporary student housing. The space was modified to function as a shelter thanks to a $10,000 grant from the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority. The project is staffed by 2 shelter coordinators, 3 high school site coordinators who work at Yakutsk-Tokahiti, Thunder Mountain, and Juno Douglas High Schools. 30 volunteers have signed up to be on call. Duran says the shelter is designed to help young adults who are too newly independent to be considered what she calls chronically homeless.
You don't necessarily want a student between the ages of 18 and 25 around chronically homeless individuals.
The chronically homeless often suffer from alcoholism and substance abuse and require greater attention. The youth shelter is oriented toward goal achievement but maintains a relaxed atmosphere. Duran considers the people who stay at the shelter her peers. The focus is to relieve them from the stress of finding a place to sleep at night so they can do better in school.
We want it to be a place where you walk in and hang out for a little bit, wind down, and then go to sleep. Or if you need be, get your homework done.
The shelter grew out of conversations between the Reverend Phil Campbell of Northern Light Church and Glory Hole Director Maria Lovachuk. The Glory Hole houses chronically homeless individuals. Lovachuk says the younger homeless need better attention as they step into adulthood.
We have a big gap in Juneau in terms of providing services to people who are aging out of foster care and they're aging out of other services and who are technically adults, 18 to 24.
Homelessness is fairly common for young people who age out of foster care. Casey Family Programs is the largest operating foundation in the United States focused on foster care and improving the welfare system. In a 2005 report, hundreds of young people who aged out of foster care were interviewed, and 22% said they had spent at least some time homeless. Since the Northern Light Shelter opened in late August, there have been fewer clients than expected. Doors are open from 9:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m., and some nights nobody shows up. Pastor Campbell suspects an increase will occur as winter approaches. Campbell says the shelter does not discriminate based on race, religion, or sexual orientation. Students must be drug and alcohol free and must be between ages 18 and 25.
It's a welcome opening environment. And there aren't requirements. There's not judgment. What we want to do is provide a safe place.
Many of the students referred to the shelter are from the Yakutsk-Tokahiti Alternative High School. Over 60 of their 148 students are reportedly homeless. Around 6 have no shelter at all. Supervising site coordinator Christy Smith says she makes sure eligible students know exactly where to go.
The students who I get referred, I will physically take them up to the church, introduce them to Phil.
Northern Light Shelter was senior Alan Pitt's only option.
Family kicked me out on the streets. And my friends kicked me out on the streets. I had nowhere to go, but my teachers told me about it, about the Northern Lights.
Now, he says, keeping his head above water is easier. He's currently staying at the Transitional Living Program, a Juno Youth Services program. Pitt says TLP teaches him skills to stay out of homelessness.
More stable, definitely learning how to have my money more, like spend my money more efficiently instead of spending it on stuff I don't need.
TLP requires 30% of income tenants bring in be used as rent, or if they're unemployed, they can make it up by doing chores. It has other requirements too, like the strict prohibition of illegal substances. Pitts wasn't accepted into the program at first. For site coordinator Christy Smith, this is precisely where the shelter fills a need. So it's surprising to her that there aren't more students attending the shelter.
We're hoping we'd have a little bit more turnout, but I think it slowly is catching on.
Part of the problem might be that homeless youth are hesitant to admit they need help.
It's kind of like a kept-in thing.
Senior Penn Lamb is a former tenant of the shelter. Lamb says she left home to escape an unstable living situation with substance-abusing family members.
I remember when I was kicked out, I came to school crying, and I had to, like, hide in a room. I didn't want anyone else knowing that I had felt like I was going to have to live on the street.
Lam says she thinks of the shelter differently since she stayed there.
Beforehand, I always thought it was like for older kind of hobo people.
Smith understands that.
These kids, I understand why they don't want to stay at the Glory Hole. And so we're trying to definitely find that something that fits that gap of students who are kind of right there in the middle.
Shelter for homeless students younger than 18 is hard to find. The Glory Hole has limited space for families and often refers them to St. Vincent de Paul's transitional living apartments that have a 15-family capacity. Minors with difficult home situations often have only state services like foster care to turn to. In Juneau, I'm Danny Peterson.